taking blood pressure. If you take a patient's blood pressure and it is high, you should, in the first instance, give the patient a chance to relax, and then take the reading again. Often blood pressure will be the best of three. There are some other factors that might elevate blood pressure, such as smoking or drinking alcohol. If after several readings, the blood pressure is still high, it should be reported to the person in charge. How frequently blood pressure should be taken will depend on the patient's care plan. How to take blood pressure readings? You can take blood pressure manually or with a blood pressure machine, following the instructions carefully. Explain what you are going to do, and then get consent from your patient. Get the patient to relax as you get your equipment ready. They should remain still and silent as you take the reading. Make sure the patient is not wearing restrictive clothing and that their arm is supported at heart level. Line up the arrow on the cuff over the brachial artery, making sure that the cuff does not overlap. Make sure there is sufficient room between the elbow and the cuff for you to place the stethoscope bell on the arm. The systolic reading will be gained by palpation of the brachial artery. Inflate the cuff until there is no further pulsing, and note the reading. Deflate the cuff. Put the stethoscope diaphragm on the brachial artery, ensuring there is no contact with the cuff, as this will add pressure and interfere with the sounds you are listening for, leading to an inaccurate reading. Pump up the cuff to around 30 mm of mercury above the systolic blood pressure you noted, and then slowly deflate the cuff at about 2 mm of mercury per second, and listen for regular tapping sounds. The first sounds that you hear as the cuff deflates will be the systolic reading. The diastolic reading can be taken as soon as the pulsing sounds can no longer be heard, as the cuff deflates. Record the reading in the patient's notes to the nearest 2 mm per hg. Clean equipment and sanitize hands. Report any abnormal finding to the person in charge.